a wealthy landowner needed to hire a new coachman. On the day the decision about the new coachman was to be made, several coachmen had gathered at the estate. Each of the coachmen was asked the same question. How safely can you drive me along a narrow mountain path? The first coachman was able to drive safely up to 1 meter from the edge of the ravine. The second coachman could only get half a meter close, and so it went on. Each of the subsequent coachmen could drive even closer to the edge. Finally, the last coachman arrived and was asked the same question. He replied, "I always drive as far away from the edge as possible." He got the job. The Bible tells us much about the will of God. This will is clearly discernible, and we should make every effort to recognize it. The Apostle Paul prayed for the Colossians that they might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Colossians 1:1, verse 9. The Greek word used here for filled means to be filled entirely, like a cup filled to the brim. Those who are thus filled can walk worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way. Colossians 1:1, verse 10. Incidentally, this knowledge does not just come to us. To attain it, it is necessary to read the Bible prayerfully and with open eyes. The life of an Israelite was regulated by the law down to the smallest detail. He could know quite precisely what he was allowed to do and what he was not allowed to do. For us, who live under grace and not under the law, it is different. We have freedom in areas where the Bible does not tell us what to do. It does not dictate what car or what clothes we should buy, nor does it tell us where we should spend our vacations. And yet we can still behave correctly in our daily lives in accordance with God's will. From Romans 12, verse 2, we can learn that we should test what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ephesians 5, verse 10 also urges us to test what is pleasing to the Lord, or what is more excellent. Philippians 1:1, verse 10. Such serious examination will answer many of our questions about whether we can do this or that, or whether we can go here or there. It will prevent us from always staying in grey areas or even danger zones. We do not want to try out what is still possible, like the many coachmen, but, like the last coachman, we want to give evil a wide berth and always ask, "What do you want me to do, Lord?"